Hello, friends. We are tackling very fun topic today, something that I'm not even sure we've talked about before on the podcast, so that's fun. But we're going to be looking at your Facebook group description. I have been working on a ton of descriptions with my students inside of my course recently, so I guess that's why this topic is on my mind a little more than in the past. We've been working on a lot of different descriptions for all the students that just seem to be working on that part of the course together. And there's a lot of common threads that I'm seeing with people with the descriptions that they had written before coming into the course to work with me. And I thought maybe these are just common things that lots of people are doing. They just don't understand exactly what to put inside of a Facebook group description. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why your Facebook group description might not be working the way that you have it set up currently. And I'm going to give you a little overview of the framework that I like to follow, that I would teach you inside of my course, to actually put together a really, really powerful description that people will love and be so excited about that they'll actually join your group. So let's get into it. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. I know that you're tired of hearing crickets every time you post. You feel like it's not even worth the effort because it doesn't seem like anyone is reading your content. Maybe you've even taken breaks from creating content for your Facebook group because you're exhausted from the effort that you're putting in when it feels like people aren't interested in what you have to say. First, I want you to take a deep breath and trust that God has a purpose for every single piece of content that you post. And second, I want you to consider joining Facebook Group Foundations. My engagement strategy took me from feeling like I was talking to a wall to having loads of comments on my posts and a 400% engagement rate. It's possible for you to have a thriving community where people are interacting with you and each other, and I want to show you how. Head over to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations and join us now. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. I'll see you inside. Okay, so let's just take a second in case you're like, why does my description even matter? Like, that's not the title. That's not what people are searching for. Why should it matter whether it's one sentence or two paragraphs or, you know, 1,000 words or just nothing? Like, why does it actually matter? Your description is so important because it gives people a really good insight into what your group is actually about. Like, this is the first impression that people get of you, of your group, of your space that you are creating for people. It's the first impression that they get of your community and whether they feel like they want to be a part of it. Like, imagine you try to go to a party, like not like a party, but like a social gathering, right? For the first time, it was like a book club that was meeting up at a coffee shop, right? And you go to the coffee shop for this book club and you don't know who any of the members are actually supposed to be because you've never like seen their pictures before. You're not really sure. Nobody actually told you what book to read. And then you kind of find your way around. You find, you know, a group of ladies all sitting together with books and all the same book. And it's like, okay, that's a book club. And you kind of go along and you're like, hi, is this the book club? Can I join? And they're like, yeah, of course. And then you just kind of sit down and that's kind of it. And then nobody really talks to you all that much. Maybe a couple little things here and there. And then nobody like told you really anything about what the book club is about. And it turns out that maybe it's, you know, a book club for like feminist literature and you really don't care about feminist literature at all. So you're like, oh, I came to this book club, but I'm really not interested in any of this literature at all. And now it just feels really awkward because you're there and you don't really want to be there. So that's what your description helps avoid, right? It helps people know whether they're going to belong in your space or not, right? And so it's not enough to just have a little short description that says, you know, a space for female entrepreneurs to connect and mastermind business together or whatever, because that's not specific enough for your person. Like, what kind of business are you going to be talking about? Like, are you going to be talking about faith, or is it just that we are Christians, but that's about it? Like, we're not going to talk about it. Is it that we're only going to talk about the faith aspect and we're not going to talk about business strategy? Is it for business owners who are on social media or don't want to be on social media? Is it for, you know, authors or coaches or service providers or people that have like actual physical businesses? Like, what is it that we're talking about here? People really need to know whether they're going to belong inside of your community. So having a short description or no description at all does not serve your group. Now, at the same time, having a really long description that's just talking about your hopes and dreams and aspirations and all of your qualifications and all of the reasons that you wanted to start this community, that's not serving your person either, because it's all about you. And to be harshly honest with you, they don't care about you yet, right? They don't care about your hopes and dreams. They're looking for a Facebook group selfishly for their own purposes, right? And it's not, I say selfish, it's not selfish, but in that, in like a negative way, I say that to describe the fact that they're looking out for the things that are going to serve them best and looking out for the things that are best for them, right? That's what's on their mind when they're deciding if they want to come to your Facebook group or not, is this a group that's going to work for me? Right? Am I going to like being part of this group? Right? They don't care about your business yet or your offers or, you know, whether they are going to be your ideal client. Like, they're not thinking about that. We're thinking about that from the group owner side of things, right? But we have to approach all of these things from, how does our user experience it? How does our audience or new group member experience all of these things? And your description is your first impression. So you want to have your description set up very strategically to invite them into the space if and only if they feel like they belong there. So the framework that I teach inside of my course, Facebook Group Foundations, in order to set up this description with the strategy goes through, how many points are there here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 components that are really going to set you up for success to have a description that strategically serves your business, but also makes your new members actually feel like they belong here enough to want to join your group. Because if it's a super short description, or if it's one of those descriptions like I just described where it's all about you, it's kind of a turnoff and they're not going to want to join because they're just going to feel awkward, or they're just not sure that they're going to belong. They're not sure that they know how to contribute to the group. Maybe they just think, oh my goodness, this is just like this lady's soapbox. I don't want to be here for that. Like, or maybe it's like, oh, this group's just going to be, you know, selling me products and nothing else. And that sounds like boring, pass. You know, you want to make it set up to where it feels like a really warm and welcoming and wonderful community environment for them. So the things that you're going to put in your description strategically to actually serve your audience well is, you're going to start with some triggering questions. These are questions that just help your person identify if they belong in the group, or if they're struggling with a common problem, or if they have that common desire that other people in the group also have. I always recommend doing 3 questions here. You want to start with some questions because it helps people reframe their mind to think like, oh, yes, I do belong here, or oh no, actually, maybe I don't belong here. So you're going to start with some triggering questions. The next section you're going to have is you're going to explain what the group is about. You're going to talk people through, like, this is my group. This is what we're here for. This is our, you know, our mission or our goals, or this is what we're going to help you accomplish. Like, all of these things, like, give people a little bit of a flavor of what the community is actually about. Like, what is it like to be there? Because they don't know yet. They can't see it because the group is private. They can't see into the group to know. So you got to tell them, what's the group like? Okay, the third section that you're going to have in your description is what they'll learn or experience. So tell them a little bit, like, what is the point of your group? Why is it set up? Obviously, you're not going to tell them the point is for your offers, right? Like, no, the point of your group is the point of your community, the point of, like, the mission that you have, the purpose that this group is serving for your person. So what are they going to learn? What are they going to experience? You know, do you run monthly events, quarterly challenges? Do you go live? Is there training? Are there guides? Are they going to be able to ask questions? Like, what's the group going to be like for them to actually experience? And what topics are you going to be talking about in there? You know, like, are you going to be talking about Facebook group strategy? Are you going to be talking about meal prepping? Are you talking about homesteading? Are you talking about homeschooling or parenting? Like, tell them what they're actually going to learn so that they know whether they're interested. All right, the next section is you're going to have a CTA, a call to action. You're going to tell them to join the group. I'm going to give you this tip completely for free. You have to tell them to join the group, because the number of times people just don't do things when they're not told, and it's so ridiculous, but that's just how the human brain works. It's how psychology works. And if they're taking the time to read this description, you want to just say, like, if this is you, come join us inside the group. We'd be so excited to have you. Like, actually just tell people to go join the group. Yes, I know there's an invite button or the join button or whatever it is, but if they're scrolling down to read your description, chances are they might have scrolled away from that button. So just tell them, come join the group. Super simple, but it makes all the difference in the world. Now, the last section that you can have in your description is a further steps section. So maybe they want to know a little bit more about you. Maybe they do want to join, but they're curious about whether you are, you know, actually able to help them accomplish all of these things that they want to accomplish. Maybe they are a little skeptical, or they're not sure that they want to join this group and they want to investigate further. You can include in your description a way to take further steps with you. Now, this should not be a paid offer in any way. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. This should not be a paid offer in any way. You are not at the point in your relationship with this new member to where you should be selling to them. Not in your description. Your description should be something that is very easy, very low barrier to entry, and it's something free that they can just go investigate on their own time. So that also means it should not be a call with you, because they don't know you yet. Why do they want to book a call with you? They have no idea who you are. They don't know about your business. They don't know if they even want your help. They were just trying to join a Facebook group. They don't want to book a call with you. So your further steps could be something like, check out my Instagram page. Did you know I have a podcast? We're over on YouTube. Come join the community over there. You know, it could be a free guide, like, hey, I have a free, like, checklist to get you started. You know, whatever it is, it's something free. It could be a downloadable resource. It could be a different social media channel or a podcast or YouTube channel, whatever it is. It's something that they can just take some further steps with you. If they don't feel like the community is maybe not the right fit, or they do and they just want to know more about you instantly, give them a free next step that they can go take. That is very easy for them. So it's not a call. They don't want to get on a call with you yet. And it's not something paid. They're not ready to hand their money over to you just yet. Give them something free so that they can connect with you a little bit more and learn more about you and your philosophy and, you know, your personality and all the things that matter when we're purchasing services from someone. So that's it. That's what your description should be. It can be as long or as short as it needs to be to contain all of these steps. But it needs to include some triggering questions. It needs to include what the group is about. It needs to include what they're going to learn and experience from the group. It needs to include a CTA so that they actually join the group. And then it needs to include some further steps, whether it's a free download or another way for them to learn more about you through a podcast or YouTube channel or Instagram or whatever it is. And that is it. That is how you create a very strategic description for your group that is actually going to support people in their decision to join or not, rather than being like two sentences and not telling them a whole lot of anything. So if you don't have this kind of structure in your description, I'm going to encourage you to carve out some time this week or next week and actually tackle this. Go write out this description in this way, because it's really important that you have this kind of strategic description for your person. And if you want support in actually writing it, if you want me to give you feedback or help you edit, help you even write parts of the description, you're going to come inside Facebook Group Foundations and get to work with me on this. This is, like I said at the beginning, this is what I've been coaching a lot of my students on in the last couple of weeks. There've been a lot of people going through this part of the course where they've been writing their description. I've got tutorials that take you through each of these steps, examples, and I'll actually help you inside of the community. I'll help you work on this. So you can go like do your first draft on your own. And then if you're not confident or you're not sure, or you just want to polish it up, then you're going to come into Facebook Group Foundations and I'll help you from there. So that's how you're going to go write your description. I'm serious. Go set aside like 15 minutes at some point in the next week to go get this done. Because if it is not done, it should be a priority to go make this happen. So go get that done. Come tell me about it in the free group. If you have done it, I want to hear you. Come over to the group and tell me that you've done it so that I can hold you accountable to getting your homework done. And I can't wait to hear the difference it's going to make for your community when you get this right description there. So go get it done. Let's go get some work done and make your Facebook group even more optimized and ready for your ideal members to join. Oh, I hope you have a lovely next couple of days, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.